Welcome to LaTwins Experience with
Kim
and Donietta.
Now let's get back on our bullshit.
Okay!
I can't! I'm Kim.
And I'm Donietta.
And welcome back to another episode of LaTwins Experience.
Back on our bullshit.
We back. We took a little week off.
Gone for a minute and we back with the jump off. Is this the first time we've done this and nobody's coughing in a minute?
Yes. I feel good. Yeah. All the COVIDs is gone.
Because we was coughing, y'all. We was the coughing twins.
Listen, I had a little cough yesterday. I was like, what's that? What is that? And but it went away. I think I had a little something in my throat there. But God, any little sweat or the brow, cough, whatever, you just get scared.
And when today I was leaving a nail salon and I heard somebody in the parking lot and I was like, sir, do you have the COVID?
Every time someone coughs, I look at them with the side eye like, bruh.
Like, I know you lied.
I just don't won't even cough in public anymore. Like, I hold it in until I'm gonna die.
I be holding it so much I think it's gonna come out the other end like I'm gonna pass gas or something. Like, I be holding it for like dear life,
you know. No. Shoot,
have me out here coughing in public. So what's been going on in your week,
child? I don't think I've been doing nothing. I went to brunch this past weekend at Donietta's place.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. It was so, like, I'm like 3 for 3 on my new brunch spot. I'm picking a new brunch spot. We're going like every couple of weeks to every month. And, you know, we went to Restoration Hardware Rooftop. If you know Restoration Hardware, it's like a bougie furniture store. Now let me tell you, okay, the food was amazing, the service was our waiter was nice, but you could tell he was new, so he was like, you know, just getting into the groove of it. But this is the first restaurant that I've been to in New York City that the servers did not wear masks. Like, no one had a mask, the hostess, nobody.
That freaks me out when they do it. I'll be like, sir, are you here taking my order, talking to me with no mask on?
But you know, in New York City, you have to have a vaccination to eat indoors now. So, and they check it. They check your car, your Excelsior app. We have in New York, we have something called the Excelsior app. So you know, they verify your vaccination status with the state, so you don't have to carry the card. And they check your card against your ID.
Ooh, to make sure it's you.
Yeah, so they're not playing out in these streets. But yeah, the food was good.
Georgia, we just playing.
Oh, but let me tell you, why they had no hard liquor? I looked at the menu. I was like, they have mimosas and Bellinis. When I go out, I don't like to order mimosas because they never put enough champagne in it. And Bellinis, like, if I'm going to drink, I want to feel a buzz. And, like, those drinks don't do it for me. So I'm like, okay, I'll have a vodka soda. He's like, no, we don't have any.
No, you will not. So all they had was, like, wine and champagne?
That's it. Only wine and champagne. I said, okay, y'all bougie.
That sound bougie.
Yeah, bougie, you know. So yeah, even for dinner, like, no hard liquor. So like,
interesting.
Yeah, I'm not much.
I cannot.
Wine drinker. I mean, I'll drink my little, you know, my can of wine that I'm pouring right now.
She got me on too, so I'm gonna be ghetto. I'm not pouring mine. I'm just drinking it out the can.
Yeah, but other than that, it was expensive. But look, afterwards, you know, you got, this place is fancy. Restoration Hardware. That was my first time in Restoration Hardware, period. It is so fancy. But as I was walking out,
I'm gonna come up to New York just to go.
Oh my God. As I was walking out, I saw this couch from the corner of my eye. And I said, oh my God, is that the cloud couch? Have you heard of the cloud couch?
Mm-mm.
Girl, this couch is called the cloud couch. It's like heaven. Like, it is amazing. Guess how much it costs?
$10,000.
$8,000. You were close. $8,000. But I think that couch is worth every damn penny, girl, because that couch is
comfortable. You're going to make me come to New York and buy. Now, we have a restoration hardware here, but it doesn't have a restaurant. So I'm going to come to New York just to go eat at this restaurant and get a couch.
But look, their menu is not like, they have like four things on the menu. Like, they just said, we're going to put this up here so when y'all buying all $8,000 couches, y'all can come upstairs and, you know, have a little nibble.
Spend $250 on your lunch.
Yeah, I don't think people are supposed to be going there to, like, no. It was nice, though.
Did you have to make a reservation?
Girl, you know the reservations. It takes, like, 3 weeks to get a reservation up in that piece.
So if I come, I'm going to have to plan it out. Okay.
Yeah, you got to like pre-plan it out. And then the they have an outdoor area that's probably going to close when it gets cold. So it'll probably be even harder to get a reservation. But yeah, I recommend it. If you got some shmoney, don't be going in there thinking you're going to spend $50 because it's not going to happen.
I'm trying to think, when can I come? Because it's already about to get cold. And I won't be able to come for New York Marathon weekend.
And listen, it's warm in New York, right? Listen, like 3 days ago, right? It was put the heat on weather. It was cold. And then all of a sudden, it's 80 degrees. Like, I don't know what is going on. Like, we know global warming exists, y'all. Because, like, mid-October, it used to be brick in New York. It is hot.
I turned my heat on for the first time like Wednesday, yesterday. I woke up, I was like, oh, shit. But by the end of the day, you know, in Georgia, it's in 70 something, 80 something. So right now I got the air blowing because, you know, ring light filming, yah, yah, yah. But
like it's 66 degrees right now, but it's a warm 66. You know, it's not like a chill in the air. It's like, it's nice to, I'm not complaining at all.
I might have to come up there when it's cold, twin.
No, you don't want to come. I don't leave the house when it get cold. So once it hit, like,
we gotta go eat. So this is what we're going to do. Since they don't have hard liquor, we're going to get some minis and put them in our purse and drink them on the way.
We going to have to because.
So we'll be warm when we get there, too.
But you know what? That neighborhood, that's like Soho. There's a lot of different places to eat down there. So you can just go there for the to get you an Instagram picture and then go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to plan a LaTwins New York visit. Oh, shit. I don't know when I can get it in. It's going to have to be November or mid-December.
Girl, it's going to be cold then. Well, you never know with these temperatures.
I know.
It might be warm still.
Because I'm going on a little beach trip out the country, like, first, second week of December.
Where the hell you going now?
You know, I'm going to be like, Kim, I can't tell y'all till I go. Well, I'll tell Kim and I just edit it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now at the segment of the show where we go over Black Girl Magic or Black Boy Joy. And this week we have Black Girl Magic. Kim, what do we have? Mm-hmm.
So, in this week's edition of Black Girl Magic, we want to congratulate Dawn Staley. She just became, yes, round of applause. She just became the highest Black basketball coach, female basketball coach, period, ever. Mm. Yeah.
She getting money?
This is like good and bad news because she signed a contract for $22 million for 7 years.
That's a lot of money. That's money.
It's a lot of money, but when you think about it compared to men coaches...
See, I'm not familiar with college sports, specifically not basketball, so I don't know how much they be getting.
Well, you
Does
know.
Does she coach a girls' team, a women's team, or a male team?
Well, she's a women's coach, so she coaches the University of South Carolina. She was actually a famous, she was like in the first WNBA, like Dawn Staley is like, she was on the female dream team, so she's like a basketball legend. So this is like...
Hey, Reggie.
This is like really good news that she is, she's the highest, what is that?
My dryer.
Oh. So she is now the highest paid Black head coach in her sport. So in women's basketball, college level. not the professional level. Yeah. So, yeah, she passed LSU's Kim Muckley, who was set to make $2.5 million during the first year. So, yeah, she has a base salary of $1 million a year and outside compensation starting at $1.9 million a year. So, kudos to her. I'm glad that she's like a black woman doing big things, but I need us to do better. You know, I know women's college basketball doesn't make as much as the NCAA, you know, the men's division. But, God, give your girl some more money. Shoot.
Shmoneys.
But she getting it. Good for her.
We like that. Black girl magic. There you have it. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we're going to roll into the song pick of the week. I have a confession. Like, I literally just put my song on here. I was like, I don't have a song. Kim was like, you need to get a song. I was like, oh, yeah, I have a song. So, Kim, what's your song for the week?
So, my song, and I have been hearing that they have been drilling this song into me. I've been hearing it, like, every time I cut my Sirius satellite radio, because that's, I don't listen to regular radio, y'all. I listen to satellite. But it is called Pressure by Ari Lennox.
Keep your eyes on me.
Oh, you know it?
Me, I got that pressure. Yeah, she was at the concert that I went to about a week ago.
And you know what? She had a couple of hits, right?
I don't need no drip, baby. Spray it like you mean it.
See, I don't even know that one. But
she nasty. It's pressure. She said in there, she said, I don't need, lick it like a candy cane, baby. She talked, ooh. And I heard her singing this. So, you know, like One Music Fest is three different stages. Mm-hmm. So I was already at the stage where Ty Dolla $ign was about to be. Like, he wasn't the headliner, but he was leading up to her, who mm-hmm. was the headliner for the first night. Mm-hmm. And Ari Lennox was on another stage, but I could still hear it. And I was like, are they playing a record? No, she was singing, and it sounded just like her record. She could sing.
She sound, because she, her voice is so, like, sultry. And, yeah. Oh, my God.
She sounded
like,
good, honey. Yeah,
she has a beautiful voice. And she has, like, a retro kind of look. Does she look like that in person, too?
I couldn't see her, but yeah, she ain't like, you know, she's an eccentric type. Yeah, like you said, retro look. Yeah.
But that song makes me want to dig more into her music. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm feeling it. Mm.
Got the pressure. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Pressure. Hey, love up on it. Nibble on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah! Ah! I bet you know the words. I don't even know the words.
You know, anything good or nasty, I probably know the words to it, mm-hmm. Chad.
Ah! But that's a good one.
So a song that I picked, Love Me by Lil Wayne and Future, because he was the headliner for the second night at One Music Fest, and he sang this. And I was like, I don't really like Lil Wayne, but I like that song.
I didn't even know Lil Wayne was still performing.
Yeah, he was the headliner, his little petite self. He did good. It made me appreciate his music. Like, because, of course, you, like, hear him, like, on the radio, but I don't have, like, a single Lil Wayne album downloaded in my collection or none of that. So I was like, oh, I forgot about this song. So, yeah, Love Me.
Yeah, he I got fuck some
who
hits.
I want and fuck who I don't. I don't want to make mm-hmm, yeah, that's mm-hmm. that song.
Good that filet mignon.
Okay, we're going to make it PG-13 again. We're bringing it back to center. So, yeah, those are our song picks. Kim curates a playlist on Spotify for your listening pleasure. We hope you're actually listening.
It's linked down below. So go follow the playlist. All these wonderful songs that we pick every week are there for you to listen to. All in a row.
We have a season one playlist and a season two playlist. So we got options for you out there. And we pick good songs.
I'm gonna have to buy me some more of this wine. It's good.
It's a little strong though, too.
What we got next?
Bullshit of the week, y'all.
Let me guess.
The first one. I don't even know what we gonna talk about. Can we not talk about that?
You did not watch Queen.
Did anybody?
Did I tell you 2 weeks ago that you were supposed to watch Queen?
Who watched it?
I watched it, okay? Okay, listen, y'all. So Queen is the show with Eve, Notori Norton, the chick from Tasha from Power. She was in 3LW.
I'm getting a little tired of your broken
who's
premise,
the third person? Oh, Brandy is in it too, and then some Spanish girl. I don't know why the Spanish girl is in
she
it.
Keep throwing shade at the Spanish girl. She did it last week too.
I don't know her name, and I don't know why she okay. And when you watch the show, you're gonna say the same thing. Why is she in this?
Nobody's gonna watch the show.
Like, why y'all didn't get Adrienne Bailon? Like 3LW, it would have been because
her
of them.
And Notori don't get along. Remember?
They don't? I thought it was the other girl.
That was a all of them. I think they've made amends as like adults, but I don't just don't let's not revisit putting them back together.
What about Christina Milian?
She's too big for to work with the likes of Brandy and Eve. And that's like saying Whitney Houston gonna be in a movie
with that was so
one
shady.
Of the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh my god, okay.
Think Christina Aguilera being in a movie about washed up singers who are forming a group. I think
but Christina Milian is not that big. I mean, she does Netflix movies. What else does she do?
I thought she said Christina Aguilera.
No, Christina Milian. What? Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah.
Christina Milian.
I was
going to
say Christina Aguilera. That's like asking Britney Spears to be in a musical group with 3LW. No. Oh, Christina Milian. Yeah, she's probably pregnant again, though. You know. Her and her husband love each other, child.
So let me tell y'all. Okay. So Queens, Eve is married to, I can't remember this guy's name. I think his name is Rodrigo. You know what I'm talking about?
On the show?
Yes. He was on, see, now I'm going to have to look up the show to find his name. You put in Queen and Queen Elizabeth comes up.
Because that's the only Queen. Just like the only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. Nobody cares about this show except for Kim. So, but I'm going to let her talk about it, though, y'all.
I hate them. But yeah, I actually liked it. I didn't love it. I liked it enough for me to watch it again next week. I want you to watch it.
I will be watching Insecure on Sunday. When
Insecure
I get back
is coming back.
Because you can't watch it. Like, they be playing this game. I can't watch it that morning when I wake up. I got to watch it at the time that it's going to air. Come on, y'all. Don't do that to me.
You know what? I just saw a magazine spread of Insecure. And Issa's in it. Yvonne Orji, who I can't even remember what her cat, Molly. And then Lawrence.
Jay Ellis. Jay Ellis.
And that's it.
That's like, all that matters.
Where's Amanda Seals? Where's the other girl? Like, where? Lawrence, when you think about it, Lawrence is in like two or three episodes for the whole show every year, right?
No.
He's barely on
show. He did disappear, and then the fans were so upset that it was like, why don't you bring him back? And she's like, because in real life, your ex does don't keep hanging around. Like, he's done, but she had to bring him back, remember?
You know, but they're in the cover story. And does anybody even like Molly?
I'm so done with Molly. I was done with Molly when she tried to fight Issa at her block party.
Molly just needed to go somewhere. She swears she's so cute, and she ain't even cute.
Wait, so now we're talking about the real life person then? Oh,
no, on the show, like on the show, right? She swears she's the cutest thing ever. Like, Molly, you ain't cute. You need to stop, Molly. Just stop.
So are we saying that Yvonne Orji's not cute?
She's just...
She is Molly. She is I, and I am her.
Is she Molly in real life, though?
No.
Molly is such a
beast. Her face is her face.
But she... You know how, like, you could be beautiful, you could have a wonderful personality, but she's just ugly. Her personality is ugly. She's mean. The way she treated that guy, remember she was dating the Asian guy?
The Asian guy? Cute, honey.
He was so cute. And she was just such a bee to him. Like,
she flipped out on his brother.
Ugh. I don't like her.
Vacation.
I don't like her ass.
Bye, Molly.
Girl.
Child, what is Kim? What is this?
What about the trans children?
No, the game is back.
Oh,
you could tell I didn't read this list before we sat down, y'all. What the?
Oh, the game. Oh, you got rid of the other thing. Okay, I got confused. Okay, y'all, the game is coming back. Wait, wasn't Ron Rico on the game? Was he on the game too?
I don't know, because I stopped watching it. You stopped watching the game.
Okay, y'all, the game is back. It is coming to Paramount Plus. It's going to be streaming only.
What is that?
Girl, they want us to pay. I'm not paying because I got my site that I listen to that I watch every day for free.
Let me click this and move it to the bottom of the list. Nobody's watching. I stopped watching the game after Derwin and Melody got married.
But I'm going to need Melanie. You to, wait, watch the preview because this, they spent money, child. This thing is not low budget. It looks like let movie worthy. This. Like
foolishness.
Watch this. Doesn't it look like a movie though? Are
you serious? A BET movie.
You can't talk to Diana about any TV shows.
This is not the game. This is Tasha Mack and Malik.
Well, you know, Melanie left. Derwin is in it, too. What happened to the guy that was married to the white girl?
Ooh, Derwin looked chunky. Jason.
Oh, yeah. Where he at? And the white girl. What was the white girl name?
Kelly?
Remember she had a twin in real life?
Yeah, she was... She used to date one of the Keenan Ivy Wayans.
I think she's still with him. The twin.
Nobody's
right?
gonna watch that. Next.
Wait. Anyway, I'm gonna watch it, y'all. So I'll be here with the commentary after I illegally stream the game on Paramount Plus because I ain't paying.
Remember, she tell us she's gonna illegally stream something. You just gonna give that to
me. I am going to download a free trial of Paramount Plus and watch the first episode of the game. That's what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm. That was, somebody need to watch it because the rest of us is not. Okay. All right. What we got on here next, child? Trans children at camps. What's going on?
I thought this was an interesting one because this was on The Real. They were talking about Bethany Frankel made some comments about girls that were at camp, and one of the the children was trans. She was a trans girl, but she still had her boy parts. And so they were in the bunk and, you know, you're at camp. You take off your clothes in front of everybody all the time. And, you know, yeah. Listen, I went to sleepaway camp for like 7-8 years. And you know, you live all together in a cabin or whatever. And you change clothes. You see each other.
This is dreadful.
But look, so one of the girls in the bunk was trans, but she didn't have, you know, the gender reassignment surgery, so she had her boy parts, and the other girls in the bunk saw her boy parts. And
so why does changing involve, like, not having on underwear? Like, what are we in the...
Well, if you're changing into your bathing suit, you got to take your underwear off and, like... You're not going to run in the bathroom.
Why change in front of everybody? I got questions.
When you're like 8, you're not going to go in the bathroom. You don't have any boobs and stuff yet, right? You just take your clothes off.
These 8-year-olds do because we got a lot of hormones in the food they eat.
It is different these days. I'm sure it's not like
so
how
they saw genitals and they've never seen genitals. That could be a shocker, yeah.
That could be a shocker, but they were saying, like, should... If you're sending your trans children to camp, should the other kids be notified?
So now parents have to have a conversation that they probably weren't ready to have yet.
Exact. Times have changed, y'all. When we were growing up, I'm sure it existed, but we didn't know about it. You know, it wasn't so... at the forefront of conversations as it is now. So, like, I mean, even to have conversations with my teenager about kids being gay, it's different. My mother never spoke to me about those things.
Like, I know for sure that there was a guy that I went to high school with that was gay, but it's, like, not something we talked about.
Exactly. Like, you knew they were always
He lives
kids.
Here in Atlanta now where, you know...
You know, there were always kids that were different in school, but no one ever talked about it back then. But it's just, Like, I don't know what I would do as a parent. Like, if I had a little girl especially, I don't think that I would want them in a bunk where they could potentially see. Yeah. But then one of the hosts said, she said, you know, I grew up with a brother and I saw his parts all the time, but that's different. That's your brother, which you really shouldn't be seeing his prior part. I can understand when you're little.
At a certain age.
When you get like after 10, like, no.
Like, that's a ding-a-ling. Yeah, and I never thought about it. Like, as a woman, and I live in Atlanta, which is, you know, a more progressive city, especially, like, for the South. Like, if a transgender woman came into the restroom, well, I wouldn't know because we have stalls. Mm-hmm. Never mind. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't be privy to that information.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a tricky subject to I don't know. I don't think I would be comfortable with it. Shoot, when my little one sees me in my brown panties, he points and laughs at me.
I'm like, ah, you look different than everybody else in the house.
Yes. Like, so, like, what would you do if... and you know kids could be mean, man. I think you...
Definitely.
You know, if there's a bunch of girls in the room and they see a girl that's different, you know...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do in that situation.
And it's not like you can have a bunk with all trans kids. Like, how many trans kids are going to be at a camp? Like, it's...
That's segregative. Like, you're segregating at that point. I know.
It's just a whole... A different time that we live in. And, God, we got... Mm. We have adjustments to make, y'all.
Yeah, because I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What Aunt Becky done did? Lori... Lolan, is that how you say, is returning to TV for the first time since the college admission scandal. Doing what?
Lori Loughlin, she's going back to her job on a Hallmark channel. You know, there's these like Hallmark and Lifetime and the same actors be in all those movies on those channels. So she was one of those regulars on the Hallmark channel. And you know, when shit got real, they dropped her with the quickness. Quick.
She didn't get to be on Fuller House either, did she?
Gone. Like, everybody cut her off quick. And period. But they hired her back, y'all. She going back to work on these Christmas movies.
That's privilege right there.
You know, like, we forget. You know, but these, like, I always thought that their crime was blown out of proportion. Did you think so? Like,
they made an example out of her. Yeah.
They definitely, I mean, like, y'all let people kill people and walk, but, like, some people pay.
Especially football players.
Like, took a bribe to get their kids into college, and you putting them in jail. Like, the system is, I don't care that she's a white woman. Like, the system is just rigged. It's just stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
And they were trying to get their children to the University of Southern California, not Harvard or Princeton or Yale.
Not even an Ivy school, but.
I think they were making an example out of her. And there's no consistency, especially when it comes to, like, white privilege. Because, like I said, you have, and they ain't always white, like, athletes that are allegedly rapists and abusive, and they still get to play every Sunday. Sometimes we got Monday night football. You know, so it's just weird. There's no consistency. Sort of like Martha Stewart. She ain't the first person to do what she did, but they made an example out of Martha.
That's true. But then,
so it's just...
It's not fair.
It's BS, especially like now that weed is becoming popular and everybody can smoke it, but when it was perceived that only black people smoke weed, you get... y'all make me sick, pretty much is what I'm saying. Y'all make me sick.
But anyway, Aunt Becky going back to work. Everything is going back. She was rich anyway. You know her husband is like Massimo. Massimo, the clothing. That's her husband. So they not. And her, you know her daughter. Who was her daughter? Her daughter was like an influencer. She had a YouTube channel with a bunch of subscribers. She had a deal with Sephora.
Because she didn't even want to go to college, right?
No, she was just going because it was something to do.
Yeah.
Right? But she lost her, you know. She lost everything, too, but now she's back in the game, too. So, yeah, like, they're forgiven and moving along. I'm not mad she going back to work.
Let that woman live. It's sort of like when Michael Vick, y'all kicked him out the NFL. He had to go to jail for fighting dogs, but Pookie and them still fight dogs. I cannot with y'all.
The system is rigged. It ain't right.
Y'all, I didn't type this, but I'm gonna tell y'all what Kim put.
I'm gonna need Tyga to lead these white girls. Wait, he just get crazy women all together. Like, he had Kim Black China. Tyga
allegedly gave his white girl a black eye. It's the play on words for me. It's the play on words.
I don't know her name. Some white girl said Tyga gave her a black eye. But look, this heifer, she gonna post a picture of the black eye at TMZ. She put it in her story.
It's an eye too. It's a shiner.
She put it. She looked like she got like if they she had said, a ring.
TMZ
right
TV. I've been emotionally, mentally, and physically abused, and I'm not hiding it anymore.
So why you don't go to the police? Ain't that where you supposed
so
to go?
I'm so embarrassed and ashamed. It had to get to this, but I have to stand up for myself. They got into it after Cameron allegedly showed up at his home screaming around 3 a.m. A source very close to Tyga claims when Cameron came over after he told her not to, she was in front of the door screaming. Reports claim that Tyga and other family members in his home felt Cameron appeared to be under the influence. However, he still allowed her inside his home where the screaming continued. Isn't Tyga the one that they had that video of and you was trying to tell me that was his body? And I was like, he ain't light skinned with no more chestnut genitals.
Was that him?
That was him. It was like huge.
And you know, now there's a story that says Tyga was cooperating with authority. Like, if you're abused, your first thing you think is to go on social media and at TMZ.
That's weird.
The first thing I would have did is knocked his ass the F out, because Tyga little ass ain't giving me no black eye, child. He ain't.
If I can't knock you out, some of my folks can.
You better sleep with one eye open, because it ain't going to end well for you, Tyga. Okay, and if you ain't going
to
knock his ass out.
If I don't get you then, yeah. I'm going to let you think it's okay. I want you to go to sleep.
Wait a minute, mother.
If you're not going to knock him out, you white child, go to file a police report on him. Like, what is you doing?
Make him some grits in the morning. Period. Super Cat versus himself. First of all, who the hell is Super Cat?
Girl, you don't know Super Cat from back in the day. He is a reggae artist. Okay, here's the thing, y'all. Versus happened this weekend.
Nobody talked about it.
I forgot to watch Super Cat. I totally forgot. And then when I went to look for it, like, it's not even on IGTV. Like, ever since they went to Triller, you can't find nothing. Like, how you supposed to watch it?
What song Super Cat had?
Girl, I don't even know. That was like from the 90s when I was in high school.
Yeah. Okay, Super Cat.
So, yeah, the verses went down. I saw pictures. I couldn't find the video, so I don't know what happened. But there was another verses the next day with KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane. Now,
nobody said anything about that either.
I saw a few posts about it, but I watched the beginning. It started on time, child. I was like, is this versus? Like, what? Like, the DJs, they were two DJs. Kid Capri, you know DJ Kid Capri, right?
Mm-hmm.
New York legend. Kid Capri was like the first big, big DJ. He killed it. Like, he played all the hits. Like, I was on my phone, because you can't watch it on TV no more. I was on my phone watching it, and I forgot who the other DJ was. But girl, when they came out, on time. I said, what in the 1980s did I walk into?
Big Daddy Kane. He's still handsome.
He still look good, Big Daddy Kane. KRS-One look
like.
Does
he have a Big Daddy's cane? Why is that his name?
I don't know, but he has a little matching outfit on. I was like, okay, but them records was old. Like, that's above our pay grade. Like, we was too young. When they were out, like, we was like two.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, so that wasn't the verses for me. I think that was like the 50 and over crowd.
They need to let verses go, honey. Like, I always believe in going out at your prime. they over here with the BET movies, child.
They bringing the people back, man.
But look, nobody's watching it. We outside now. Nobody's gonna watch Versus. We outside. Look, we vaccinated.
That's true. But the old heads loved it. Like, my sister, she was sending me the IG live. She kept sending it. She was like, I was like, sis, this ain't me. Like,
the old heads barely know how to use social media. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Fix it, Lord. It's a lot of fuckery on this list this week. What is Black China doing? She look good, though.
This was last week. This is old news now, but she was at... I think that Black China was on something. She was in the airport just acting a fool. She crazy, right? Like, she had to be on something.
She look good, though. That waist is cinched.
Until she turn around. Look at her fake booty. Like, what y'all gonna do with these booties?
Booty rocking everywhere.
When y'all 50, what y'all gonna do? Do you deflate it? Like, what's gonna happen? Why do they think these butts look good? She look fine from the front, right? She look good. Did she turn around?
She's a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see how if you was a stripper, a dude to walk into a strip club and be like, oh, I want that one.
And she thick already. Look at her thighs. Like, you just take it too. And how you wipe your ass with them nails? Like, I don't.
I asked my nail tech. He said they have to, like, put the tissue on the side of their hand. Because I was like, how do these girls wipe their booty? He's like, girl,
like, there's this girl I follow on Instagram. I think her name is Cooking by Jai. Her nails are so long. I'm like, I would never eat her food ever. You couldn't pay me to eat her food because I know she don't get to wash her hands good up under them nails.
Y'all nasty. I like them nasty. Yvonne Orgy. Molly was caught out for being mean.
See, didn't I tell y'all she was mean? I told y'all she ugly. It ain't got nothing to do with her face. It's her attitude.
Must be your ass because it ain't your face. Oh, I clicked it. It said this page is not available.
The post is gone.
That's okay. We can recap it for y'all. So apparently there was a lady who went to go see Yvonne Orgy speak or something, like a panel, a motivational speech type thing. Mm-hmm. Yvonne Orgy plays Molly on Insecure. So she says she saw her before said event started, and she was like, can I take a picture with you? And Yvonne Orgy was like, no. And the lady said she respected it because she understands boundaries and personal space, and maybe she didn't want to take a picture at that moment, which you have the right to do, right? So Yvonne Orgy.
No, you don't, bitch. You at a public venue where people came to see you speak. And a fan asked you for a picture. You take a picture with them. Like, what? You dress you in hair and makeup. Take the damn picture.
I'm not a celebrity, and some of y'all be asking me to take pictures with y'all, and I'm not. I'm just not. It's not what. That's not the trying to energy I'm trying to manifest for today.
Listen, no, don't be ugly like Yvonne Orgy. So wait, this heifer gets on stage, and she sees the girl off to the side, and she's like, you know, like you asked me for a picture, and I said no. You should have been more persistent.
She's talking about how she never took no for an answer, and that's how she got where she is today. And that young lady asked me for a photo, and I said no, and she didn't get her photo because she didn't keep being persistent. And the lady said she literally wanted to die, and she has never felt so humiliated and bad. And so when she posted it, a clip of said event where Yvonne Orgy was saying this, Yvonne was like, oh, I'm so sorry that I made you feel bad, and that was your experience with me.
Don't say sorry now, B. You should have took the picture and you shouldn't have called the girl out. Because if a celebrity tell you no, you're going to badger them and say, let me get a picture, please. I need your picture. That's I'm your biggest weird. Fan. Like, come on. Like,
that's like the dudes who be in the DM and you already told him you don't like him and he keep DMing you. Don't be that dude.
You know what? That happened to me one time. Let me tell you.
Oh, God.
So I was in the Bahamas in the airport. And this was when, remember when Solange had her secret wedding to her baby father?
In New Orleans.
No, it was in the Bahamas because I was in the Bahamas at the same time. Yes, they got married in the Bahamas.
Oh, when she was a teenager and she got married to Jules' daddy.
Her first marriage.
I was thinking about the, okay, yeah.
So I was coming through the airport and guess who I seen in the airport?
Selangi?
No, Kelly Rowland.
Oh.
So this was before, this was like, what year was this? This was like in the early 2000s. This was before Instagram. I still had a BlackBerry. Mm. I still had my regular camera. So, you know, I was a Destiny's Child fan. I see Kelly Rowland in the airport. I'm like, hey, Kelly girl, what's up? You know, she said hi. And I was like, can I get a picture? She was like, no. I was like, no? She was like, no. I was like, okay, bitch. Okay.
First of all, you Kelly, you not Beyonce.
Exactly. And ever since then, I'm like F. Kelly Rowland. I ain't buying no Kelly Rowland tickets. I'm not buying no Kelly Rowland t-shirt. I'm not buying none of that. If you see your fans, you take the damn picture.
No.
That's yes. Not yes.
No.
Okay.
I'm not working. I'm in the airport. No.
No. No. You take the picture. No. We made you famous. No. You going to take this picture. No. Oh, I'm gonna put you.
Absolutely not.
Look, if this if no. them if them was now, I would have had her ass on the internet just like this girl had Yvonne Orji on the internet.
No, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus who died on the cross and rose on the third day for my sins.
You
no.
take y'all can't forget where y'all came
no.
from. Why?
It's not forgetting where you came from. I don't feel like taking a picture with you right now.
Then fly a private jet, bitch. Don't be in the public airport.
No, that's not how that works. See, y'all don't have boundaries. And y'all need to go to therapy. No means no.
No.
Nope. No.
Look,
I'm not taking a picture with
and
you.
And look, that's why Yvonne Orji is me. And that's why Kelly Rowland is not Beyonce. Boom.
Kelly's not Beyonce because she's not Beyonce.
Because she, look, Beyonce would have had her glasses on and she would have smirked for that picture and kept it moving.
Beyonce
although,
would not.
Wait, wait. You
Beyonce
know Julius.
Does not
wait,
even
wait.
Talk to y'all.
Julius would have gave the strong arm, though.
Beyonce is not out here taking pictures with random people. No.
But
I do not believe that celebrities have to take pictures with you because you went to go see a movie or bought a CD. Absolutely not. I rebuke it.
Look, Kelly Rowland was so whack. She didn't even have no security with her. She had no security.
Now, let's not be mean.
She
but
is.
But no.
What?
If you don't want to take a picture with somebody, you don't have to. No means no. And that's the problem. Y'all don't understand that.
No, and guess what? She said no, and then she hurt the girl feelings in front of everybody, and her ass was blown up on the internet for being mean, because that was mean.
Now, that was just mean-spirited. She could have said no, and this does not need to be a part of your presentation. I don't even know how we got here. But no, I don't believe that celebrities have to take pictures with you because they're celebrities. No, no, no.
I think they should.
I'm not a celebrity, and I'm not taking a picture with y'all mofos if I don't feel like it.
I don't be taking pictures either, but I ain't no celebrity.
Because they are entitled, when they are not on the clock, they are entitled to walk through the airport or the grocery store or use public transportation in the restroom just like the rest of us. But we feel like we need gratification and we need access to everything and we are so entitled and so privileged. No, nigga.
That's right. That's what I'm here because of you. Okay.
No.
If you feel that you don't want to take pictures.
You were not
people,
in that airport because of Kelly Rowland. You was in the airport because you was in the airport.
No, I'm saying they are here because of us. And if you see one fan, you could be nice enough to give them a picture. You should be happy.
When does it stop? If you took a picture with her, it's going to be a line that's formed.
I was the only one that recognized her.
Yes, but when you acknowledge that was her and people see you taking a picture, then what's going to happen?
Nobody.
No.
Trust me.
She's not on the.
Nobody else is thinking about her.
You are not on the clock 24/7.
Then you need to fly private and take underground tunnels like Beyonce.
No, that's that. See, and that's the problem. No, no, no.
Guess what? I ain't buy not a Nia Kelly Rowland nothing ever again.
Not because she didn't take a picture with you, but because
no
one wants to hear her music.
Nope.
let's not muddy the waters. Let's be honest. That's not why you didn't buy
her
CD.
Did you see that video of her and Jay-Z when Jay-Z saw her and then he ran up to her? It was like,
yeah.
Now you could tell her and Beyonce are not friends because he didn't see her the whole pandemic.
Beyonce is not. Beyonce got children.
Even when Beyonce don't like Kelly Rowland.
Well, they FaceTimed. No, because they Zoomed with Kelly when she was having her baby. Remember? Beyonce and Michelle.
And that was the second time she's in my house. That's the second time you see her since the pandemic.
During a panorama.
Jay-Z was shocked. Like, you could tell he ain't see her in like 5 years.
Well, he's sort of goofy. Who knows? He probably saw her yesterday, but he's just goofy.
He was a little too happy with that hair going to her. And the way she was laughing with her damn Aunt Jemima wig.
It wasn't Aunt Jemima. First of all. Yeah, we're going to get off Kelly.
Did you see that wig? What on earth was that?
I'm looking at it now. But first of all, can we acknowledge that standing next to Beyonce is a hard job?
It is hard.
So nobody's going to hold a light to her.
Further reason why you should be taking every picture you can get, sis.
No, absolutely not. I am standing in solidarity with celebrities who don't want to take pictures with y'all just because y'all think they should. No! Next, we talk about another person that nobody cares about. Eva's pregnant.
I don't like Tanya.
Congratulations, but this is not news.
That is news. Nobody
cares about Eve. Her life, the career she had, them tiger paws on her titties. Oh, nobody cares.
I hate them titty tats.
And they were like flat.
I think she got rid of them.
The day. The tats or the titties?
The tats. The titties.
I don't know. Because, you know, they were like flat, like pancake flat.
They were terrible. They were like.
Not that she had small boobs, but they were flat.
She had no cleavage. Why would you put that there? But
it's like they had been pressed in a panini Foreman grill machine or something. Yeah, they were flat that way. Not this way.
But y'all know Kelly married a billionaire, right?
Not Kelly, Michelle. Eve.
Kelly married some old raggedy dude.
Kelly and Michelle get drug into this.
Eve married a billionaire. And
Maximilian is his name.
You know, he's older. He's like in his 50s now, right?
Let me see.
He's 49.
She's 42. He's 49. He got children.
Yeah, he has older kids. So, but she ain't like 3 months pregnant.
A 17-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 13-year-old from his previous marriage.
She's pregnant.
Well, you know, at that late of an age, you can't say it right away. You got to be sure, you know, that you're going to carry.
But they've been together a long time. They got married in 2014, but they were together before that. So
that's awesome.
I'm happy.
Love.
She got her little pictures. She the only chocolate chip in this cup of milk with all these little white children around her.
His name is Maximilian Cooper. If that's not a rich white name and a black last name, I don't know what is.
You know, Cooper. He owns like one of those race car companies.
Yeah. Maximilian.
I love that name. I would name a junior with that name. I would make a junior.
Maximilian. I don't like Cooper, though.
They're going to have them a cute little black coffee with a lot of cream, baby. And I'm happy for her. She's 40. How old is she? 42? She's 42.
Oh, Lord. Are we back on Kelly and Beyonce?
Oh, that was that video with Jay-Z's little happy ass. Like, why are you so happy, bruh? I know that hair is hurting, like, ugh. Every time I see his hair, I'm just like, what is Beyonce thinking? What is she thinking?
That his penis can block out the sun. That's what Superhead said.
Well, you know. Speaking of Superhead...
We're not talking about Eddie Winslow.
Winslow.
Wait a minute. First of all, speaking of Superhead, we way down the street And we gonna bring this. I know what she was about to say. Speaking of Superhead, no, that's not related. No.
Oh my God, Eddie Winslow. What is his real name?
Malcolm? No.
Y'all know Eddie Winslow because we all watch Family Matters.
Let me find his real name.
If you in our age group, you watch Family Matters, and Eddie Winslow, the son on Family Matters, this fool,
Darius McCrary.
And we segue to him because he was with Superhead back in the day. Not so that far back. That was his fiancee,
wasn't it?
They were hot and they heavy. Engaged. So this.
He's trying to save him.
So this trans girl called Sydney Starr posted a video. And y'all, this video, she's like backing that thing up into Eddie Winslow. They done kissing with the tongue down at the row. And he look a little high in the video, though, right? He don't look.
So she's trans. Did she's she have trans. Surgery?
I think that she's all the way trans.
Okay.
And she said that they have been dating for a while, right? And she was coming out with it. So the next day, Eddie Winslow posted a video with his mama, and they eating some soul food or something. He's like, this is a lie. TV mama
for some show he owned that we didn't know about, y'all.
He's like, I can't make a video with my friend. I have a fiance. But y'all, the way...
Me and Kim are friends, and we've made videos, and we've never been tonguing each other down and backing it up on each other.
The way he was looking at her ass when she was backing it up, like, you ain't that good of an actor,
and touching
bro.
On it.
You ain't that good of an actor.
They were tongue kissing. I seen it. And y'all know I don't watch a lot. I seen that.
That was no acting. That was your girl. I don't know if that was your girl, but you hit that at least once. At least once.
And you know, my thing is, if she identifies as a woman and she has all of the plumbing, I mean, live your life, child. You don't have to explain nothing to us. But what you're not going to do is lie and act like we didn't see this video. That's my problem. Not that you did it, but that you think we stupid.
I don't know how you can lie about that. How? We seen
there's
the video.
Several different videos, like
different angles. Like, there's no way
nobody's questioning your sexuality. When I saw said young lady, I thought she was a woman. I was like, oh, she's cute. So that's not what this is. Just don't be a liar. Next, what's the last thing we got? That dang Kanye West has legally changed his name to Ye with the judge's approval.
Why? You would not Diddy, bruh.
Your mama call you Kanye, I'm gonna call you Kanye.
You already have like an original name. Like, why would you? Why?
That would like me changing my name from Don Yetta to Yetta. What? Why? Shut up.
Why would you want to be called Ye?
With no middle or last name. It's just Ye.
Like, Diddy is love.
Girl, bye.
But you always gonna be Puff to us. Like, you gonna be Puff forever. Nobody calling you
Sean.
That.
Sean spelt like Sheen. I used to date this guy in college that was a complete idiot. He had the IQ of a doorknob. And he would say stuff like, y'all seen that new Sheen jean?
But wait a minute. Did you see the picture of him with the white mask on his face?
Walking through the store, yeah.
Like, what?
Yo, I don't... Kanye is suffering from mental illness, and I just have to remind myself of that every time he acts out. Like, it's not even entertainment at this point. It's just like, please take your medicine. Please. Please.
What's up with him and Kim getting divorced? Did they call that off?
No, she paid him like $23 million or something to get the house. The all-white house, remember?
He paid her?
She paid him so she could keep it in the divorce.
She paid him $23 million to keep that empty house.
Let's see.
You know their house looked like those hotels in Greece. In Ia. It's just a cave.
It's a $60 million home.
That house is worth $60 million?
Her and the kids will continue to live in it. She paid him $23 million for the Hidden Hills home. They're finalizing the divorce, and she's making sure to secure the properties for herself and the four kids. So it's a $60 million home. She paid him $23.
That's crazy. Well, Hidden Hills is where the Playboy Mansion is, right?
Child, I just thought everybody lived in Calabasas, so don't ask me.
No, Calabasas is no Hidden Hills. Because I think Hidden Hills, because remember the Playboy Mansion was like $100 million or $200 million, something crazy. And that's where the Spelling Mansion is as well. Wow, the Playboy Mansion was gorgeous. Yep, because it was listed for $200 million and it sold for $100
million. Is it because it's gorgeous or because it's the Playboy Mansion?
No, that area where they live in Hidden Hills is very exclusive. And there's only like a huge homes there. I didn't know that's where Kim and Kanye lived. Wow. What's your taxes on a $60 million house? You gotta be rich forever. Like
$1 million to give my ex. Why do I have to pay you for the house? I'm the mother of your damn kids, and this is where your children gonna live.
Listen, Kanye about his money. He like, you ain't getting 50% of Yeezy, and you gonna pay me for this house, B.
What an asshole.
But Jay-Z and Beyonce, I think their house was like $100 million, wasn't it?
It's rumored they're selling their house in New Orleans.
I don't like New Orleans. I went there once, and I'm never going there again.
It's one of my favorite U.S. cities.
Really?
The food and the culture. And then, like, since moving to Atlanta, like, I appreciate, like, cities that have, like, prominently, like, black presence. And, like, just, like, the history of the city. Yeah, it's one of my favorite. Now, would I ever live there? No, I don't have time to be evacuating every hurricane season.
I don't know. When I went there, it felt like, oh, damn, my camera stopped. I hate my life. When I went to New Orleans, there was just like, there was like some kind of stench on the city. Like, it felt like it was kind of cursed. It's a swamp. Like, yeah. I didn't feel good vibes when I went there. Like,
well, that means you didn't have enough to drink. They have literally have drive-through daiquiri places in New Orleans.
Listen, I know my drink limits. I don't drink till I get drunk no more.
You never had a hurricane or the fishbowl on Bourbon Street?
No. Ooh,
babe. Beignets and
but
gumbo.
You know who I was there with, Big Mike. Because you know he's from there. Big Mike. So he took a... I never had crawfish either. I had that like crawfish etouffee. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It had
crawfish is my favorite.
It has a weird taste, right? I don't know. Maybe it was that place, but I didn't like it.
If he took you there, I would think it would be an authentic, good place. But yeah, I love New Orleans. We'll go there several times a year, but I will never move there.
The food was definitely good, but I just didn't get a good vibe from the city. Like, it just felt like...
And you probably get murdered. You know, New Orleans used to be the murder capital of the world.
And you know, that was after Katrina. When was Katrina? What year was Hurricane Katrina?
I was in graduate school, so... 2004,
5? 2005.
Yeah, they just had an anniversary of Katrina.
So I probably went like in 2018. So that was
when everybody did that half marathon.
Mm-hmm. So that was a while after Hurricane Katrina. But I don't know. It was just something about that city. Like I didn't like it. Not a place I'll revisit. I'm hot, y'all. And on that note, we would like to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Lay Twins Experience.
Do not forget to follow us on all of the socials. We are Lay Twins Experience on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And we are Lay Twins EXP on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And we will catch y'all on the next one.
Bye.
Later.
Thanks for tuning in.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you'll never miss an episode.
If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to rate and or review the show. It would really help us out. Catch you next time.